The God whom Elijah did not meet in the wind and the earthquake and the fire, the disciples met in a storm. Elijah met the presence of the Lord in the still and small whispering voice, while Peter and the other disciples met Jesus in the midst of the wind and the waves and the fear and the anxiety. To be perfectly honest, I prefer the still and small whispering voice. I prefer to hear the voice of the Lord in the calm of the early morning or the peaceful sounds of the late evening. But more often, I need to hear the voice of the Lord and recognize the presence of the Lord in the midst of the storm. I want to experience, like Peter and the disciples experienced, Jesus walking toward me when the winds and the waves are raging all around me. I want to hear, like Peter and the disciples heard, the voice of Jesus and those consoling words, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." I want to walk like Peter walked on the water to see Jesus, and I want Jesus to stretch out his hand to me as he did for Peter when I start to sink in the midst of the wind and the waves. In a still and small whispering voice and in the midst of the storms, the voice of the Lord draws near to each of us. Sometimes we hear, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we listen, and sometimes we don't. But the voice of the Lord, speaking words of love and consolation and reassurance, echoes from generation to generation, proclaiming the promise of mercy. In a still and small whispering voice, and in a voice that resonates more powerfully than the winds and the waves of any storm, the Lord Jesus says to you, and the Lord Jesus says to me, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Amen.